Module 4, Games. Many studies show that we learn best through play and that dedicated playtime is vital for our mental and emotional health. Games offer a way to bring an element of play to the workday. Games are also a way to help break down barriers by adding a spark of fun. In addition, games require us to think creatively, problem solve, and work together. All these, plus the bonding element of shared laughter, are valuable for team building. Games for introductions. A great place to insert a game into your team building is during introductions. Often called icebreakers, these games encourage people to think creatively about themselves and offer their team members a chance to get to know them in a new way. Icebreakers help people get to know others not just by name, but by their interests, experiences, and memories. Icebreakers can be serious or humorous and can sometimes serve as a launching point for other activities. There are many excellent books and websites with icebreakers out there, so take the time to choose a few you can use. Using different icebreakers means that people can get to know even people that they have worked with for a long time. Some ideas for icebreakers: 3 truths and a lie. Have each person tell 3 truths and 1 lie about him or herself, then have others see if they can guess the lie. My favorite: after introducing themselves, have each member give their favorite of something: candy, music, song, color. I'm Jane, and my favorite candy bar is Snickers. Sort and mingle. Sort team members into groups by category, birth month for example. Have them get to know each other, then have them mingle with other groups. Games to build camaraderie. Games are a great way to build camaraderie and add an element of play to work. The element of friendly competition helps team members to bond and reinforces shared values and goals. The key when using a game to foster camaraderie is to find a game that includes everyone. Hierarchies in the team, if they exist, should be erased for the game so that everyone is participating as equals. The focus of the game should be working together and bonding rather than simply winning. However, having a prize or other reward for the winners is also a nice way to foster healthy competition and collaboration. Some games that can be used to build camaraderie include scavenger hunts, puzzles, timed challenges, binder clip tag, and other Office Olympics games. Games for problem solving. Games that center on problem solving are a fabulous tool for team building. When you give a team a problem to solve and then add an element of fun, you encourage everyone to work together towards a shared goal. Some of the games that are good for building camaraderie also focus on problem solving because working together to solve a problem is an excellent way for people to bond. Scavenger hunts, treasure hunts, and puzzles offer a chance to solve problems while also building a sense of camaraderie. You can choose a real-life problem as the focus of your game, or you can give your team a somewhat silly challenge that requires them to use critical thinking, creative thinking, and problem-solving skills. Word games are an excellent choice for problem-solving. Hands-on challenges help to promote problem-solving while also giving rich chances for laughter and interaction. Games to stimulate interaction. Another way that games can help build teams is in stimulating interaction. Some of the icebreaker games can be adapted to stimulate interaction rather than just introduce people to one another. Games that require team members to work together also stimulate interaction in a way that regular work duties do not. Even better are games where team members must interact with many people as part of the game, the sort and mingle, for example. Games that stimulate interaction may give people on a team who don't interact much beyond the necessities a chance to interact in new ways. It's also useful when using interaction games to focus on getting people to interact with others outside their normal circle. When people are forced to interact, they often find that they have much in common with people they might not have sought out. Case study. Jefferson felt like his team needed to get to know each other better. They were a growing office and there were people who seldom really interacted. He scheduled a team building day. First, he had everyone introduce themselves with their name tag and their favorite pizza topping. Each person wrote their name and their topping on a name tag. Okay, now all the cheese people get together. Pepperoni people over there. Mushroom people over here. He had the groups break out into separate areas of the conference room and chat for 2 minutes. Okay, now, go find someone who likes your least favorite topping. The group moved around into pair and threes and again talked for several minutes. Jefferson had the groups mingle a few more times until everyone had interacted. The energy in the room was noticeably higher with lots of laughter. At lunch, one of the new team members, Sarvati, said to Jackson, "That was fun. I found the other vegetarians in the office." He noticed that at lunchtime, people were sitting in new groups and chatting cheerfully.